up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Water's warm, swim up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's Sunday night. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I know a lot of y'all are watching the game. I was watching the game myself, but, you know, decided that I should be here for my show tonight. You know, it's a good thing when the host actually shows up, you know. And Matt and I are discussing everything from personal regrets to frustration to absolute anger and unhappiness. So when we think about all these things about regret, a lot of times, sometimes we don't do something, like let's say we don't call instead of calling, or we don't follow up. And instead of knowing or asking, we just assume. And a lot of times when we assume, and I think a lot of people understand, you know, that kind of analogy, and I can't really go into that because you're not allowed to cuss on this show, but, you know, when you assume, it makes a out of you and other people. And so because of that, you know, a lot of times we make assumptions based on things because we're too scared. We're too scared to know the truth or to find out something, whether it's about the situation, and more than likely, it's about finding out something about ourselves. And there's a tendency to have like this non-action, to be stuck because you don't want to know something. So if something's really close to your heart or there's something that you're trying to figure out in life, sometimes you don't ask those needed questions, you know, because you're scared to kind of get the answer. Because what if it's the answer you don't want? But also you start being very hypercritical of yourself. I mean, sometimes, you know, in normal reality, you'd walk into the room and, you know, everything's shining on you. You look great. You feel great. But when it has to do with certain people in certain situations, you basically are your absolute worst enemy. You know, you've taken yourself behind the building and beat yourself up before you even walked in the door.
Yeah, you know, if opportunity knocks on the door, unless it's, you know, some stranger on the other side, open it up. You never know what life is going to present you. And we were talking about this last week. And if you allow yourself to open up to new things and new things, you know, new surroundings in your life, new people, you know, miracles will happen. You know, the worst thing we can do is fear tomorrow. You know, if you fear tomorrow, you're worrying about what's going to happen. You're causing yourself anxiety. You're causing yourself depression. And, you know, when opportunity does knock at that door, you need to open it, because it won't present itself when you are closed and in that depression and in that negative bubble. You know, we miss so many opportunities when we worry about tomorrow, because that time spent worrying, we could have spent educating ourselves on whatever it may be, whether it be a career, family, or, you know, education.
The only thing that I argue with that, though, is what about when sometimes we have to worry about tomorrow, or you have to worry about responsibilities.
Yeah.
So if you're married, you know, you probably can't go check out somebody that you think is really cool.
Yeah.
Because there might have, you know, repercussions, right? Or if you have your kids and you got to take them to school and stuff like that, you know, even though there might be somebody at the nightclub that you really want to see, you probably can't stay out till 4 to see if that opportunity, you know, if that door opens. So there is some of that kind of gets in the way, as well as what everybody else wants. Haven't you felt that way sometimes, when it's like, I might want something, but I know that possibly I could really hurt somebody by doing this?
Yeah, but in the end, it's your life. So here's the line. And if hurting that person's feelings, but I still succeed, you know, maybe I should still do it. You know, I at the end of the day, I have to lay down with myself at night, and I have to, you know, be able to sleep with myself. So if I hurt a couple people along the way, but in the end, I became successful in that, was it worth it? You know,
I can see that side too. I definitely see that. I mean, I just think it's hard sometimes when you really like the person and it's just something that's even better, and it's hard to sit there and accept that, because you know that person's going to be like heartbroken, you know, at what point in time. But at the same time, I guess the other thing is, how can we determine the fact that we actually can make somebody heartbroken? I mean, maybe in actuality, us by staying in a situation doesn't help the situation at all either. Maybe that hurts for all people.
Yeah. Well, here's the fact. You're going to hurt people in your life. You're not going to go, you know, a month without hurting somebody. And so, you know, I'm a strong person. So if that person is not strong enough in their life and what they're doing, then it's not my fault that they weren't preparing themselves for me to come through. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If a couple of people got to get hurt along the way, then that's not my fault that they're not strong enough and they haven't prepared themselves mentally and physically to be prepared for my presence. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna go for the job because I'm gonna hurt my best friend's feeling because he's applying. You know, I'm gonna apply for it and go, you know, to the wall with it. You know, it's my one shot. So if he gets hurt along the way, well, he wasn't prepared enough to take on the battle of, you know, being in the same arena with me.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I got it.
So
yeah.
Some people are gonna get hurt. I mean, that's the fact of life. And they have to be prepared. That's life. It's a dog eat dog world. You know what I mean?
It is a dog eat dog world sometimes, yeah. You know. Even though recently I heard a story that they did a couple of scientific discoveries that a dog is more likely to actually die next to their owner than hurt them, and actually cats are responsible for eating some of their owners owners pass away. And there was three studies done by, I think, Cambridge and a couple other universities, but actually cats are actually the possibility. And I actually brought that up at a Christmas dinner.
Ooh.
Yeah, right when everybody's about to start eating. So that was pretty fun. I was one of those, you know, when somebody talks too much about whatever.
Overshare.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't overshare.
Oh, man.
At least I wasn't passive aggressive, just right. Oversharing. And, you know, I didn't realize that, but cats, man, cats will eat you.
I'm reminded of that meme on Facebook. It's like Grumpy Cat. So I'm now going to be haunted thinking that cat's going to eat me.
Big teeth.
Yeah. No computers on when I go to sleep. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome. I just wanted to be there for you, you know, especially on Super Bowl Sunday, all the fun here. You know, I'm a big sports fan, and I love sports. And I think that football is an interesting game in itself. And, you know, Super Bowl, getting to the Super Bowl is interesting, too, because in order to get to the Super Bowl, you have to win X amount of games. You got to do all this stuff, right? And that kind of seems to be like life a little bit. And in the process of winning these games or losing these games, you have, you know, officials that can call, you know, for or against you, and sometimes those things can almost seem like roadblocks, and sometimes the things that they say can be completely not correct. Sometimes you can get yourself into situations that you might not have thought you would have been in, as well as you might have done some things that are wrong, and they point it out, but it kind of seems like life. But a lot of times I feel like when I get frustrated, it's because there's some sort of roadblock, or I have to just wait. And I don't understand that sometimes. You know, I get a little overwhelmed with the fact that, you know, hey, you're trying to do the good thing. You're trying to fight the good fight. And somebody's going to stand right there and block you on purpose.
Yeah. You know, we need to learn how to to deal with our frustration. A couple of things that I do is I just take a mental break. I check out. I turn the computer off. I put my cell phone down. I just veg out on some TV. And it allows myself not to be consumed with the thoughts of the world and the thoughts of those in my phone and the demanding pressures that people put on me. And just for, you know, an hour, I'll watch, you know, one of my favorite programs. But, you know, doing that, I'm de-stressing. I'm not allowing the text messages to come through. I'm not allowing, you know, my parents to be in my ear. I'm not allowing, you know, my coworkers to be like, oh, deadline. For that hour, I'm taking a mental break. And that's one way that I can work, deal with frustration, you know.
How do you deal with just clearing your head? You know, how do you deal with like the problems and the frustrations? Because sometimes our frustrations are not from the day.
Yeah.
It's from beginning, maybe last year.
Yeah.
And it's something we carried around with us.
You know, I love to blog. I love to write. You know, at the end of the day, you got a pen and a pad, you know, get off the computer, just write down your thoughts, write down, you know, write, like I said last week, write down five things you're grateful for, write down five things that you want to see this year. You know, 2013 is still young. So we have so much more time to, you know, just reevaluate our life, take that life's assessment like we talked about last week with on perspectives, and really just sit down with yourself and your thoughts and know how to, you know, go forward through tomorrow.
You know, I was thinking too, you know, Saturday was Groundhog Day. And I love that. Groundhog Day. Did you ever see that movie, Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Isn't that one of your favorite movies?
Yeah, all time. I've seen it so many times. It's all-time favorite. Yeah. I love it. And Bill Murray's character in that film is absolutely hilarious. I mean, he obviously has his faults, and he is a faulted character, but you love it, mm-hmm. and everybody loves a character that has its faults, you know? But the things that he does kind of reminds me a little bit of how life is in general. It's like when we're trying to take these shortcuts around things, especially when it has to do with an emotional shortcut or what have you, because I know a lot of people that go from marriage, relationship to relationship without really, it's not until they get somebody else, and then they get somebody else, and then they end that one, instead of dealing with the issues in the relationship that's current, yeah. and then kind of figuring all that out, going through the tough times, and then coming out the other side. And they might not be with that other person, but instead, most people just go from place to place.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be alone.
Yeah, we live in a society where there's a quick fix to everything. Like, you know, we're building this new thing on 635 where we're going to have a highway on top of a highway because we just aren't patient enough as a society just to sit through traffic. So we find ways to build around it. We find ways to build up. We find medications to fix. You know, I take a pill to be happy. I take a pill to be sad. I take a pill to cry. I take a pill to eat. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Hey, what kind of pills do you take to be happy?
Oh, Lord. We'll talk later.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might have to have a couple of those. You know, I've been in a funk lately.
It's my positivity pill.
Ooh, positivity. Does it have a plus on it? I like that. I love that. Yeah, we'll have to meet after this show for sure.
There's shortcuts for everything in life, and sometimes you just have to go through the mess.
Yeah, you're right, because otherwise it's a quick fix, and is that fix really a fix? Yeah. Or is it just like a piece of tape? Or is it like fix-a-flat? You know, when you have a flat, you're like, oh, I'll pop the fix-a-flat in, and then 2 days later, you're like, I really do have a flat now.
Duct tape works.
Duct tape works. A belt, you know, that works too. So, in this next segment, we're going to take some calls tonight, 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. We'll be discussing regret, frustration, anger, trying to find happiness, dealing with unhappiness, all that great, great stuff that we all as humans deal with, unless you're not human. And, Cynthia will be back next Sunday, which will be goodness and good times. We'll be discussing all kinds of things from communication on. We're also going to have some really great interviews coming up in the next few weeks. Tammy Dombeck will be joining Perspectives next Sunday. Looking forward to that as well. And in the meantime, keep it at 570 AM. Keep the dial at 570 as well as or on iHeartRadio, and we'll be right back.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.